Good evening. May I have your cloak and invitation? Thank you very much. I see you're wearing a green ribbon tonight. How exciting. I'm sure you'll find the right fit in no time. Now, just a reminder of the rules for you. Your ribbon is a signifier of your chosen experience this evening. They align with the kinks that you've chosen to partake in for the evening, so if someone approaches you and mentions your ribbon, they share your delightful deviances. As always, you can stop your experience at any time, and your partner or partners will stop immediately. There are private rooms available throughout the villa, along with a few public viewing rooms for those who enjoy putting on a show. Are you ready to enter the ballroom? Wonderful. Head down this hallway, follow the music. The entrance is on the right, just through those curtains. Have a lovely evening, darling. Do enjoy your time tonight.
Hello. When our eyes met from across the room, I just felt I had to come over and make your acquaintance. Thank you. That's very sweet. I rarely get compliments on them, but I happen to agree. My eyes are one of my more striking features. I was so lost in your eyes, I almost missed that green ribbon around your neck. Excuse me for being rather forward, but could I ask you for a dance? Your ribbon just matches my dress so wonderfully. Excellent. Come then. Right this way. It's so good to finally be out on the floor with a partner. I do so enjoy your gentle touch as we sway back and forth around the dance floor like this. Oh, how rude of me. You don't even know my name yet. I should properly introduce myself. Welcome to the ballroom, darling. My name is Eve. I apologize. I just was so pulled to you that I skipped a few steps. It's not often I see someone who I feel such an instant kinship with. No. It's not just the ribbon. Though you do look rather delectable in it. Many have come and gone who shared the same proclivities as you. But I want you, not them. They may have worn the ribbon, but I never was able to tolerate more than a passing conversation. But you? You are something special. When I met your eyes, something deep inside them spoke to me. You and I are cut from the same cloth, you could say. How so? Darling, correct me if I'm wrong, but we don't grace events such as these with our presence very often. You don't strike me as uncomfortable here, but it's like you were waiting for someone to swoop in and rescue you. You're the quiet type, but you do very much enjoy the company of others.
It's just about finding that right other for you.
And Given how I'm leading you in our lovely waltz, I'd also hazard a guess that you don't dance as much as you should. Think nothing of it. I'll be sure to correct that in the future. If anything, darling, I take great pleasure in leading. Oh, that shiver. Seems like I struck a chord. Let me dare hold you a little closer, then. You crave a woman who leads, But you're a gentle soul, I can tell. You don't need someone to lash or punish you. No, you want to be taken care of and spoiled rotten. That's not just a ribbon you're wearing, but a collar, darling. A sweet reminder of who you belong to and who takes care of you best. Tell me, darling. Will you be mine? Thank you. You won't regret any of this. Not even for a single second. Now, as much as I've enjoyed dancing with you, I think you've earned a bit of a reprieve from the spotlight. Let us retire to somewhere a little more private. So serene and quiet here, and such lovely decoration. Our hostess truly has divine taste, does she not? Before we enjoy our suite, though, darling, I must apologize. I've been keeping a bit of a secret from you. I saw you noticed my necklace earlier. I would have thought you were taking in the sight of my chest if you weren't such a gentleman. It's rather important to me. But it's also what's keeping all of me hidden from you. I know we share the same kinks, darling. That's not what I meant. I think it would be easier to show you rather than explain. Would you remove my necklace for me? Here I am. All of me. As you can see, I'm half snake. Scales, fangs, the tail. All of it. I don't even have legs to dance with. When you complimented my eyes earlier, I doubt you knew how much that meant to me. Nobody's ever complimented my snake half before, so my heart soared. But I know I deceived you. And this isn't at all what you were expecting when you stepped into the ballroom tonight. I wouldn't blame you if you were disgusted with me. Especially since I hid all of this from you and... Beautiful? Me? Thank you. You knew exactly what I needed to hear. We were truly meant to be. I see that now. The fates themselves have ordained you to be my mate, and I will not waste this opportunity they've laid before me. I want more than just this single night, though I'm sure I'd never forget it for as long as I live. I want you. Forevermore. I will make you mine, beloved. And you will never want for anything. I swear on my life, everything I've spoken is true. I'll take such good care of you. You're exactly the mate I've been searching for all this time. I don't need anything, anyone else. I feel like all these emotions are boiling over. Well, let me communicate with something other than words. Here, lay back on the bed for me. Hello? Oh, goddess. It's so hard to keep my lips away from yours. For now, though, I need to show you what it's like to belong to me. Hands at your sides. You're such a sweet thing, wanting to pleasure me as well. But tonight is about you. You feel my tail slowly wrapping around your legs. I would hold you in place for me. I'm rather adept with this form, if I do say so myself. So, I'll just do us both a favor and undress you as I move along your body. You don't mind your clothes on the floor, do you? Oh, you feel the end of my tail slithering up your spine. Gently pulling your hands together like this. I'm so happy you're enjoying the feeling of me holding you. That means I can get right to spoiling you in all the best ways. I love the way you shudder when my tongue meets your skin, my love. It lets me know all of your most sensitive places. Maybe ones you didn't even know that you had. It's beautiful, truly. How you're bearing your most vulnerable self to me. Allowing me to gently explore your body with my own. Oh, Madam Hawk was right in telling me my true beloved would be making an appearance tonight. No, I had to find you on my own, though I have a feeling we would have shared that spark regardless. But enough conversation for now, beloved. I do believe I have a better use for my silver tongue. Mm-hmm. can feel you starting to completely relax in my grip. This is how you'll be from now on. Relaxed. Pleasured. Safe. Held. Loved. Mine. I'll feel my nails running gently up and down your thighs as I sear the feeling of my tongue onto your brain. The feeling of your lover asserting your claim over your pleasure. Let me bring you closer. Bring closer. That beautiful release we both desperately want. And then... I do so love the way you sound when you're desperate, my love. I'll give you the gift of release. I just want to give you an experience no other woman can. Let me just reach into the drawer on the side of the bed. No, dear. This lube is absolutely not for me. I was tripping for you before I even gave you my name. Let me explain what we actually need this for. I'll have to unwrap your arms for this, but that's all right. I'm sure you'll behave. Here. Look at the end of my tail. Not what you were expecting, is it? So plush. So soft. So warm. Lover mine, I want to claim your entire body as mine. And to do that, I want to make love to you while I explore your depths with my tail. I didn't think it possible, but I love you more and more every second. You won't need to move a single muscle. Let me show you just how wonderful your life under me will truly be. Let me just warm you up a bit before we try something bigger. You like the feel of my slim, soft fingers working you open? Sliding right inside. Oh, that's it. Just enjoy the feeling of me discovering and abusing your sweet spots. Oh, you're doing so good for me, darling. I think you're ready for another finger. Those lovely sounds you make. No hiding your voice from me, love. I want you to sing for me. The way you're moaning and shaking for me. You look absolutely divine. I can't wait any longer. Here, let me hold your hands in mine. I'll dip my tail in the lube and slowly move myself into place. You feel me gently poking and prodding at your entrance, as you do the same to my folds. And then, in that beautiful moment when neither of us can wait a second longer, my love, my darling, my beloved, this is everything. Feeling you throb and pulse as I chase my pleasure. Oh, it's truly the greatest pleasure. Seeing you so passionately enjoy my womanhood and my tale inside you. Oh, my soft skin and my scales. Oh, it makes me whole. Oh, it's like I've been waiting my whole life for this moment. And only now did I realize just how badly I needed you. The fates have truly blessed us. The way you fit perfectly inside me, how you take my tail so well, the way you moan my name. Oh, the very stars themselves must be jealous of your radiance. Feel my lips on your neck once again. As we make love to each other. Showering you with my desire and affection. The way you shiver as I gently trace over your veins with my hands. Oh, beloved. I need to bite you. I have made my decision. I only want you to know that this won't hurt a bit. It's just the start of our future together. Are you ready? Do you feel that connection as I do? Oh, we've become one. Look. Do you see the shimmering sparkles in your veins? Oh, my venom is marking you as mine inside and out. Remaking your mortal body into one that will last until time itself comes to an end. This is it. Restore your climax with me. Feel our bodies crush against each other faster and faster and faster. This is where we were always meant to be. You and I. Oh, two kindred souls becoming one at last. No holding back. I'm taking your seat. This is my right. Come for me, beloved. Come for me as you become mine in every sense. Oh, like, I've got you. I've got you. Oh, you're safe, my love. Oh, let me ride out every last bit. I will never go another day without feeling your seed drip down my scales. Thank you for floating into my orbit, my love. I swear on everything I've ever known, the eternity we shall share together will be nothing but pleasure and bliss. Being Mayan means I get to hold you just like this. Every night, forever. Madam Hawk asked me not to run off with any of her clientele. But I think she can spare just one beautiful soul. For now, it's time to close your eyes. I put your body through its paces, and now you need your rest. Here, let me coil myself around you, keeping us inside each other. Just nestle into my chest, and let me stroke your hair. You're mine now, and that means you'll never be without my unending affection again. Sleep now, beloved. When you wake, you'll be at home. Our new home. Together.